Today, we are deep diving into the single most important element in e-commerce, and that is the silent salesperson that sells your product 24 hours a day.
And if you're selling anything online, that silent salesperson is your product photography. This isn't just about, you know, aesthetics.
Right.
It's the entire purchasing experience wrapped up in a few pixels. It is the primary way you build trust and convey value when, well, when you're not in a physical store.
Exactly. Without the ability for a customer to touch or hold or inspect an item in person, those visual assets carry just an immense amount of weight.
Yeah.
We pulled a comprehensive stack of sources today.
Yeah.
Everything from major e-commerce platform data to cutting-edge conversion reports to focus on how you can leverage product visuals not just to look good, but to sell better.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to arm you with the hard data proving the undeniable return on investment of great photos. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to walk through the creative strategies for turning a casual browser into a confident buyer. And finally, we'll tackle the often overlooked technical stuff.
The tech details that make your visuals work for SEO and site performance.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this with a statistic that should instantly frame the gravity of this topic. A massive 3 out of every 4 online shoppers, that's 75%, rely solely on product photos when making their purchasing decision.
Let that sink in. For 75% of your audience, the image is their due diligence. It's their inspection.
Right.
So if your images are poor or blurry or just don't show the key details, 3 out of 4 potential customers are instantly walking away. It just makes the visual element the undisputed engine of e-commerce.
When you think about the biggest hurdle in online shopping, which is uncertainty, the quality of the visual is your best defense. You're using clear, accurate, and well-lit photography to reduce the shopper's risk assessment. They rely on it to judge the quality, assess the material, and compare items.
And the ROI for getting this right is just massive. I mean, we're talking about figures that fundamentally change a business's trajectory. Our sources highlighted this again and again.
Absolutely not marginal gains. Let's look at the numbers. Listings that feature high-quality images receive a whopping 94% more views.
94.
Compared to those with low quality or sloppy visuals. That's essentially doubling your market reach just based on the presentation.
And once you get those views, the conversion follows. Products with professional, well-executed images show a 33% higher conversion rate.
So you're attracting more traffic, and that traffic is way more likely to buy.
Yes.
And here's where the technical quality impacts the psychology. We often talk about the importance of high-resolution, zoomable images, that ability to really inspect the product.
Like you're leaning in for a closer look in a real store.
Exactly. Shopify data indicates that just adding that feature can increase conversion rates by another 30%.
30%, it's additive. Because it just chips away at that perceived risk of, you know, a material flaw or a cheap finish.
It truly is the closest you can get to an in-store, hands-on experience. And the financial benefits extend far beyond just immediate sales. It hits your single largest drain on profitability.
Product returns.
That's the part that always catches my attention. People forget that a bad photo doesn't just lose a sale. It can actually create a costly return.
Precisely. If your images are misleading, say the color is off or the texture looks different, you pay the shipping both ways and spend time processing the refund. The data it's pretty sobering. Around 39% of online shoppers return products specifically because the item didn't look like the image.
Wow.
If you can just move the needle on that 39% figure by showing accurate visuals, you dramatically impact your bottom line.
It makes complete sense. If I buy a sweater and the image made it look like a chunky knit,
right,
but it arrives and it's some thin synthetic material,
it's going right back.
It's going straight back. The photo promised one thing and the delivery was another.
It's all about setting accurate expectations.
I get the creative and fails argument, but let's shift gears slightly. Is it still true that the visual quality has a serious impact on the technical side, specifically SEO?
Yeah.
I mean, are tiny tweaks to file names and optimization still moving the needle when Google seems so smart now?
That's a fair question. You're right that Google is smarter, but the basics are actually more important than ever because they relate directly to user experience metrics.
Ah, okay.
Optimized high-quality images aren't just pretty, they are fast. Case studies show that proper image optimization, we're talking files that load quickly, are compressed correctly, named descriptively, can lead to up to a 30% increase in organic traffic.
30%? In how long?
Within 3 months.
That's huge.
It is. This happens because those images start ranking higher in Google Images, which is a massive search engine in its own right, and because fast-loading visuals drastically improve your core web vitals.
Which tells search engine that your site provides a better user experience.
Exactly. Aesthetics and technical performance are absolutely linked.
So if the why is undeniable, the next step is the strategic best practices for turning those browsers into confident buyers. Mm-hmm. Priority one always is technical quality.
Yep. Sharp focus, strong lighting, and most importantly, accurate color representation across the board.
And you need to anticipate and eliminate every possible hesitation. A huge mistake businesses make is only showing one angle.
The single hero shot.
Yeah. You can't just show the front of the handbag or the jacket. Customers need to examine the product from every angle, just as they would if they picked it up.
So front, side, back, top. And you have to have those crucial close-up views.
And once you have the basic angles down, you need to add context. I think most people get lifestyle photography now, especially for apparel or home goods. But it's critical to understand why it works.
It works because we buy into stories, not just specs. Lifestyle images show the product in a real-life scenario, helping the shopper instantly visualize that item in their home.
Or on their body.
Yeah.
They imagine using it. It turns the product into part of a desirable story.
And conversely, our sources were very strong on this. Skip generic stock photos.
Oh, yeah. They're the antithesis of trust.
They absolutely damage credibility. Stock images look staged, they're often used by competitors, and they just create doubt about your actual product. Shoppers are savvy.
They want to see your product, not some generic stand-in from a photo site.
To complement the polished studio and lifestyle shots, we should also incorporate user-generated content. UGC. This is a massive trust accelerator.
Oh, for sure.
It is. Seeing the product in real homes or on real people, your actual customers, strengthens credibility exponentially. It's third-party validation and social proof all rolled into one.
Now, let's talk clarity, especially for complex items. Plain photos often aren't enough, which is why infographic-style photos have become so essential.
Those visuals are brilliant. They combine the image with key text, so you have arrows pointing to features, specific measurements, usage instructions.
Or side-by-side comparisons.
Right. They simplify complex details and just speed up the decision-making process because you're giving the customers the data they need instantly.
And a quick point that's often overlooked, especially for premium or gift items, packaging shots.
It's so simple, but so effective. Show the customer exactly what they will receive and how it will arrive.
That transparency builds tremendous trust. It sets accurate expectations.
And it enhances the perceived value of the purchase. If you've spent time designing a beautiful box, you have to show it off.
Before we move on, we need to stress two final strategic points. First, maintain consistent visual branding.
Consistency is professionalism. Consistent lighting, editing, and background styling across all your listings reinforces a professional, high-end feel.
If your first photo is clean white background and your second is dimly lit beige,
you lose that sense of polish immediately.
And second, A/B test everything. Don't just rely on gut feelings.
You have to continuously test. Test the number of images, maybe 3 to 5 for a basic item or 5 to 8 for something complex. Test which angles or which specific lifestyle shots perform best.
Data should drive your creative decisions, not assumptions.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. We need to move beyond standard static shots and explore specialized image types that are just conversion magnets.
The main goal for these advanced images is to replicate the hands-on experience, and nothing, really nothing, achieves that better than 360-degree product photos.
And these aren't videos, right? They're interactive. The customer can physically spin the item on their screen.
Correct. They give the customer complete control and let them view the item from every possible angle, including the parts you might otherwise skip. Tests consistently show these build maximum trust and therefore increase conversions significantly.
And for items where quality really depends on the material like textiles or fine jewelry, we need texture detail images.
These are the extreme close-ups, sometimes almost macro photography. They highlight the specific materials, the stitching, the craftsmanship.
It's so the customer can feel the product visually when they can't physically touch it.
Which is essential for assessing true quality and authenticity before you commit to buying.
Another absolutely critical photo type, especially in high return categories like home goods or apparel, is the size and proportion image.
This addresses the infamous problem of scale online. We've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah. You buy what you think is a standard size rug, and it arrives looking like a glorified bath mat.
That's what size and proportion shots fix. You place the item next to a familiar object, a coin, a hand, a typical door frame, to instantly communicate the real dimensions. It's vital for reducing confusion.
We also saw mention of process shots, those behind-the-scenes images showing how a product is made.
This is pure storytelling. For handmade or specialty goods, showing the process adds immense depth and conveys authenticity.
It creates an emotional connection.
Totally. It makes the customer feel like they're supporting a craft, not just buying an object.
And finally, a great way to boost your bottom line is the group or bundle shot. This directly increases your average order value, your AOV.
Exactly. Instead of just showing one item, you display multiple complementary items together, like a whole skincare routine or a set of tools. It instantly shows the combined value.
And helps the buyer visualize purchasing the whole set.
It simplifies their decision while boosting your total transaction size.
So we've covered the art, but now we must transition to the science. The sale often hinges on the technical execution. That aesthetic appeal has to be rigorously paired with optimization.
Right. For fast loading and search engine indexing, if your beautifully crafted page loads slowly because your files are too large, all that great photography in the world won't matter.
So where do you start?
For SEO, we start with the absolute fundamentals that people still ignore: file names and alt text.
Stop using default camera names like img1234.jpg.
Please. You need descriptive, concise file names like redleather-jacket-front.jpg. Search engines use this to understand and index your content.
And for every meaningful image, you must write appropriate alt text.
It's a descriptive tag for visually impaired users and for search engines. It should be a plain language description, like back of red leather jacket with shoulder seam.
The key rule being the alt text has to accurately describe the shot.
Yes. And if an image is purely decorative, like a little star divider or something, skip the alt text entirely.
Okay, performance essentials. Let's talk about smart resizing.
Yeah.
You want images large enough to look sharp on high-res screens.
Retina displays, things like that.
But you absolutely have to avoid unnecessarily huge files that drag down site speed.
When it comes to file formats, JPEG is still the solid choice for most photos. It has an excellent quality to size ratio. Use PNG only when you specifically need transparency.
Now, what about the newer formats, like WebP or AVIF? Our sources advised a bit of caution.
Yeah, and that caution comes from, well, they do offer better compression, but there can be lingering issues with inconsistent support on older browsers or tricky integration with some content management systems.
So investigate them, but JPEG is the safe bet for universal reach.
For now, yeah, unless you have a robust system for delivering different formats to different browsers.
Got it. And if you have a large store, especially one that uses JavaScript galleries or pop-ups, search engines might miss those images entirely.
That's why an image sitemap is so crucial. It's a dedicated list of all your product visuals that you submit to search engines, ensuring they find and index every single one.
Let's discuss load time and user experience, specifically regarding a common technique: lazy loading.
Lazy loading is fantastic for improving the initial load time. It delays loading off-screen images until the user actually scrolls down to them. Makes the site feel snappier.
But there's a big exception.
A huge one. You must explicitly avoid lazy loading the main product shot, the hero image.
And why protect the hero image specifically?
Because that first impression has to load immediately. You need that image to contribute to a faster, largest contentful paint, or LCP score, which is a key speed metric. If the hero image loads instantly, the user trusts the page and is much more likely to stay.
And finally, a technique to gain more visibility directly in Google search results: structured data.
Adding structured data, which is basically just code that labels your content for search engines, is vital. It helps Google display your product images in rich results.
The ones that have price or stock availability and special badges right in the search results.
Exactly. This attracts higher quality, more targeted traffic because shoppers already know the key details before they even click through.
So what does this all mean? We've covered the entire journey today. We started with the statistical why, those massive conversion and return reduction numbers.
Mm.
Then we moved through the essential creative strategies like lifestyle shots and 360-degree views. And we finished up with the essential technical how-to for SEO and performance.
I think the takeaway is that great visuals are an investment. They require planning, skill, and careful refinement, particularly professional editing for color accuracy and consistency. You have to treat every pixel as a vital member of your sales team.
Absolutely. The commitment to quality here isn't a marketing expense. It's a fundamental part of inventory management and customer retention.
And that leads to a final thought for you to consider, especially with the rapid advancements in technology we're seeing. We touched upon AI tools, which are increasingly capable of generating fantastic lifestyle scenes or white background images instantly,
bypassing traditional expensive photo shoots.
Right. The technology is amazing, but if you choose to use an AI product photography generator, the commercial and ethical responsibility remains on you to ensure those AI-generated images accurately represent the real product.
Good point.
Regardless of the tool you use, maintaining that bedrock of customer trust and avoiding confusion and returns has to be your constant, unshakable focus. That's the true definition of optimization.